Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, The Wisdom of Hope, and the reading is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians.
Sisters and brothers, we speak of wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love God. This God was revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. The word of the Lord. When I was ordained 54 years ago, I probably thought I had some wisdom. Now I realize I was just a smart aleck. I think I have a bit of wisdom now, but it is only because, as Paul tells us, we have to listen to the Spirit. Paul tells us that God's wisdom is mysterious because it includes understanding the infinite love that is self-sacrifice for the healing of all that God has created. We still struggle in our human hearts to understand the unlimited love God has for us. We enter into relationships, and then we fight and argue. Maybe we resolve enough to continue in the relationships, but we also know that we break many relationships, and then trust in others as well as trust in God is diminished. Paul's greatest teaching is that we all, by reason of the Spirit, are the living body of Christ. We are absolutely bound to one another. So he goes on today to tell us that if the rulers of this world in the time of Jesus had wisdom, they would not have crucified Jesus. But we are definitely continuing to crucify Jesus in the body of Christ. The list is long and painful. Execution, that is the death penalty, slavery, scorn of the poor, hatred of the other leading to the exclusion of refugees, populism and nationalism leading to the collapse of global well-being, religious bigotry and persecution, the ravaging of our earthly home. We could go on and on. But there is a solution. We must not give in to the rulers of this world. They want us to concentrate on our pocketbooks, and they want to concentrate on theirs. We desperately need that neglected virtue of hope. The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus released the power of the Holy Spirit, the gift and giver of wisdom. We need to push back now. Stop. Pay attention to the Spirit. Pay attention to one another. Surrender our egos. Push through our comfort zones now and again. Be wise.